אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. Israel's 36th government was sworn in at the Knesset last Sunday night, installing Yamin Achen, Naftali Bennett as Prime Minister, and ousting Benjamin Netanyahu after 12 years of consecutive rule as Prime Minister. MKs voted by a 60-59 in favor of the new government, made up of right-wing, left-wing, centrist and Islamist parties that came together to oust Netanyahu and end 2 years of political deadlock. The victory was not guaranteed. Just a few hours before the new government was set to be sworn in, with the Islamist Ram Party's crucial support, police descended on the legal Bedouin township of Bir Hadaj to warn residents that 30 structures that had been built without permits would soon be demolished. The show of police force caused residents to call Ram MK Said El Haroumi to pressure him not to support the new coalition. He abstained, leading to the 60-59 vote rather than the expected 61 votes. Benjamin Netanyahu used his final speech as Prime Minister of Israel to unleash his fury on Bennett. He said at the conclusion of his lengthy speech in the Knesset plenum, "I will fight daily against this terrible, dangerous left-wing government in order to topple it. With God's help, it will happen a lot earlier than you think it will." When the new government was announced, thousands of Israelis in Tel Aviv's Rabin Square celebrated, spraying foam and confetti and jumping into the fountains. Contrasting emotions were seen in Jerusalem at a small demonstration in support of Netanyahu outside his official residence and in prayers at the Kotel in an atmosphere of public mourning. Immediately following the confidence vote, members of Netanyahu's government vacated the seats on the government table in the Knesset plenum, with Netanyahu leaving the Prime Minister's chair. Incoming Foreign Minister and alternate Prime Minister Yair Lapid cancelled the speech which he'd planned to give on the Knesset plenum on Sunday after loud heckling and screaming from opposition MKs drowned out much of the preceding speech given by incoming Prime Minister Naftali Bennett. The Yesh Atid party leader said, "I'm skipping the speech I plan to deliver today because I'm here to say one thing, to ask forgiveness from my mother. My mother is 86 years old and we did not easily ask her to make her way to Jerusalem. We did it because they assumed that you opposition MKs would be able to get a grip and act respectfully at this moment and that she could witness a peaceful transition of power. When she was born, Israel did not yet exist. Tel Aviv was a town of 30,000 people and we did not have a parliament and I wanted her to be proud of Israel's democratic process. Instead, she and every other Israeli citizen is ashamed of you and has again remembered why it's time to replace you." After the plenum, Israel's new government held a festive first cabinet meeting, with party leaders calling for restraint and trust to ensure the survival of the fledgling government. Presiding over the meeting held in the Knesset, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett opened his remarks with the Shehecheyanu prayer of thanksgiving. "We're at the start of new days," he said, calling the establishment of a new government a wonder. On Monday, Netanyahu handed the Prime Minister's office and its former powers over to Bennett in an unusually terse and short meeting, which ended without a traditional ceremony, handshake or photo opportunity. The Knesset welcomed 16 new members this week, as an equal number of MKs resigned from Parliament under the so-called Norwegian law, which allows any MK who was appointed to a cabinet post to resign temporarily from the Knesset, permitting the next candidate on the party's list to enter the Parliament in their stead. Shirley Pinto, who entered the Knesset through the Norwegian law, became the first deaf member of Knesset. She was sworn into office on Wednesday morning using sign language. Pinto from Yamina has said that she has the goal of making Israel an accessible, equal and inclusive society. The so-called flag march by ultra-nationalists, the first major test of the new government, went ahead on Tuesday after the original event on Jerusalem Day, May the 10th, was cut short after Hamas fired rockets towards the city. Tuesday's event was approved by the previous government after police negotiated its conditions and a route that did not include the Damascus Gate. The IDF struck targets in Gaza overnight Tuesday after incendiary devices from there sparked 24 fires in Israeli territory. Eight fires erupted in Israeli land near the Gaza Strip on Thursday as Palestinians in the enclave continued to send incendiary balloons across the border into Israel for the third consecutive day. Firefighters, along with IDF units and teams from the Israel Nature and Parks Authority, worked to flames under control. The new government on Wednesday approved the makeup of the Security Cabinet, which is responsible for approving military operations. The cabinet will include Bennett, Foreign Minister Yair Lapid, Defense Minister Benny Gantz, Justice Minister Gideon Saar, Finance Minister Avigdor Lieberman, Transportation Minister Merav Michaeli, Interior Minister Ayelet Shaked, Housing Minister Zev Elkin, Public Security Minister Omer Bar-Lev, Health Minister Nitzan Horovitz, Religious Affairs Minister Matan Kahana, and Education Minister Yifat Sasha Biton. The most pressing challenge for Israel's new finance minister, Avigdor Lieberman, will be to draw up a new budget for the nation, its first since 2019. Defense Minister Benny Gantz is prioritizing setting up government committees to deal with major issues. On Monday, he sent his proposals to set up a government into the Meron disaster, in which 45 people died in a mass crush on Lag BaOmer in late April. The previous government refused to appoint such a committee, which would be independent of the government once established. Last night, he announced that he will seek cabinet approval to form a state commission of inquiry into the so-called submarine affair, a major corruption scandal involving the purchase of submarines and other naval vessels from a German shipbuilder. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett ended his first week in office on Friday with a plea to the people of Israel. "We have a great nation and we're all obligated and responsible for worrying about the country. It's forbidden to let political disputes and tribal divisions erode all of our basic concerns for the state of Israel. I hope and pray that we can all do good things for our people and for our country." The Palestinian Authority on Friday evening announced it was cancelling a deal in which Israel would supply it with 1 million Pfizer vaccine doses to help with its floundering coronavirus vaccination campaign. The PA said the doses, which Israel began shipping to the West Bank on Friday, are too close to expiring. Israel said yesterday that the vaccines were perfectly sound and identical to those being given to Israelis. The doses are set to expire at the end of June. The rest of the vaccines set for delivery have an expiry date at the end of July. Modi'in Mayor Chaim Bibas has reinstated an indoor mask mandate at schools in his city after 11 students at a school were infected last week. Sheikh Yusuf Al-Baz, 63, an imam at Lod's Great Mosque, was arrested on Thursday over his social media posts. In one clip shared by him on Tuesday, two people were shown murdering traffic police officers after getting a ticket. Al-Baz wrote, "The best way to deal with injustice." The imam has also referred to Israel as an enemy state and wished deaths upon the Zionist occupation in past online posts. Last Sunday, Eden Blecher and Shelley Bobrisky clinched the fourth spot in the women's duet category of the Artistic Swimming Qualifications Tournament in Barcelona, assuring their participation in the 2021 Olympics in Tokyo. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.